Hello, good day to you. It's Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of our regular program, Organ Stop. We dedicate this almost entirely to music written for the organ, and featuring mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Dupré, Handel, Reger, Messiaen, and various others. We're starting tonight, though, with Charles-Marie Vidor, who was born in Lyon in 1844 into a family of organ builders. He died in Paris some 93 years later, having compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral, and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies. The famous organ builder Aristide Cavaille Coll was a friend of the family, so organ music was very much in the blood. Vidor quickly established himself as a virtuoso on the instrument and mixed in the Paris organ circles with the likes of Charles Gounod and Camille Saint-Saëns. At 25, he became provisional organist of Saint-Sulpice in Paris, but despite this remained there for some 64 years. His toccata from his Fifth Symphony is surely his best known and is thought to have influenced the works of Guigou, Bormann, and Mulet. Although Vidor was pleased with the renown that the piece attracted, he's known to have been unhappy with the speed at which other organists play it. His own recording, when 89, was at a much more sedentary pace. The piece has gained much popularity as a wedding recessional following Princess Anne's wedding to Mark Phillips, and has thus become a headache for village organists up and down the land.
Thank you.
The much celebrated Toccata from Symphony No. 5 by Charles Marie Vidor, and that was performed by Kalevi Kiniemi on an unspecified organ. We're going to move to some Bach now, and he wrote his great Fantasia and Fugue in G minor in 1720, the theme being based on a Dutch popular tune, and first performed it during a visit to Hamburg. The Fantasia differs substantially from the Fugue, with the former comprising a very grand opening, as heard at the beginning of this programme, interspersed by two quieter, more melodic passages prior to a very grand ending. The Fugue is a wonderful blend of contrapuntal melody, weaved in the manner that only Bach can achieve. It is generally regarded as one of his finest works for organ, and here we have the Fugue.
Thank you.
Bach's Fugue from the Fantasia and Fugue in G minor, BWB 542, played there by David Good on the organ of Trinity College Chapel in Cambridge. Dupré, Marcel Dupré, is another of the famous 19th and 20th century French organists and composers, and he lived between 1886 and 1971. Like Vidor, he was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music, and also was acquainted with Caval Coll at a very early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists who were to follow in the great French tradition. The Prelude and Fugue in B major is one of three quite similar pieces, but perhaps the most glittering.
Thank you.
the die-away period there, rather gives away the instrument. Of course, it's St. Paul's Cathedral, and that was the Prelude and Fugue in B major, Opus 7, number 1, by Marcel Dupré, played there by the late, great John Scott. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music, and anthems. His concerto in F major, FWV 295, was completed on the 2nd of April 1739. The first and last movements are based upon movements in his trio sonata, Opus 5, number 6, but the second movement emulates birdsong and has earned the concerto the nickname of the cuckoo and the nightingale. That was the Concerto in F, the Cuckoo and the Nightingale, by George Frederick Handel, played there by Simon Preston on the organ and the English Concert. And it was recorded in St. John the Baptist, Armitage. Olivier Messiaen was a French composer of the 20th century. He wrote works for piano, chamber ensembles and orchestra, as well as for the organ. He entered the Paris Conservatoire in 1919 at the age of 11, and studied under such illustrious names as Ducasse, Vidor and Dupré. He was appointed organist at the Église de la Sainte Trinité, Paris, in 1931, a position he held until his death 61 years later. His L'Ascension is a piece composed for orchestra in 1933, comprising four movements. Messiaen then transcribed the work for organ the following year, but composed a new third movement in place of the Alleluia sur la Trompette. The new movement, Transport de Joie, has a longer title in French, but can literally be translated as Outbursts of Joy. Transport de Joie by Olivier Messiaen, played there by Naji Hakim at the Church of l'Église de la Sainte Trinité, Paris. William Walton was an English composer who lived between 1902 and 1983. He wrote in a number of musical genres and styles, including film scores, orchestral pieces, and opera. His Crown Imperial was originally written for the coronation of King Edward VIII in 1937, but the abdication crisis of the previous year meant that the piece was then adopted for the coronation of George VI, same date, same place, different king. The piece was then used again for the coronation of Elizabeth II in 1953. The organ transcription loses none of the grandeur of the orchestral setting.
Thank you.
Crown Imperial there by Sir William Walton, played on the organ of Liverpool Cathedral by Ian Tracy. Something a bit different now. Reginald Dixon was organist of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, from 1930 until 1970, and sold more recordings than any other organist before or since. He made thousands of broadcasts and remains surely the best-known cinema and theatre organist of all time. Reginald Dixon there with I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside, played on the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and that was taken from a 1993 album, The Magic of Reginald Dixon. Now, Max Reger was a German composer of the late 19th century. He was a concert pianist and became a professor of the Royal Conservatory in Leipzig. His keyboard works are thought to have been influenced by the likes of Liszt and Wagner, but with the complex counterpoint of Bach. His Introduction and Passacaglia, from the Spanish to walk, for organ was written in 1899.
Thank you.
the wonderful Passacaglia in D minor by Max Reger, played there by Peter Herford on the organ of Ratzeburg Cathedral in Germany. Well, that's about all we've got time for this evening. We're going to go out with a little bit of Elgar from the Enigma Variations, the Nimrod. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop, and join me again next time. Goodbye.